Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Wednesday, which means our dear friend, Donnie Meacham from OKMagazine.com joins us. Donnie, are you there?
Hello. Rob. We survived book premiere week. You just, every time I turned around, there's Rob again. Oh, look,
thank
there
you.
He is again.
Thank you. We did survive it. We actually thrived during it. Yes. We got to number 11 on Amazon's chart. So thank you all to all the naughties who bought the book. On Monday, I'm going to be on the Today Show. So it's not over yet, Donnie. Round two starts Monday. And then I might be coming out to LA to see you to do a very special interview. Ooh. I can't tell you who it's with yet, but it's a big show, so fingers crossed. And I know it's very, very, very exciting. Thank you. Thank you for noticing, for caring, and thank you for buying the book. Hey, let's jump into our show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. So Jennifer Aniston is talking out about being single, and she said that she's ready to start dating again. Quote, "I think I'm ready to share myself with another." Ooh. So Jen did Lunch with Bruce podcast, and she opened up about her private life. She's normally very, very private, so I was shocked she went this far. Remember that Jen got divorced from her husband, Justin, in 2018. She confirmed that she's still single, but she's open to love. She said the following. She said, quote, "There hasn't been a time to date, and it's COVID. Although people seem to have met and found love during COVID, I don't know how it works. I'm curious to walk up to those people and say, so what's happening?" But Jen did continue and said, quote, "I think it's time. I think I'm ready to share myself with another. I didn't want to for a long time, and I really loved being my own woman without being part of a couple. I've been a part of a couple since I was 20, so there is something really nice about taking time." What do you think, Donnie?
Okay, so I have a little bit of a conspiracy here, theory here. I think Jennifer Aniston is actually currently dating someone, and she's about to announce, which is why she's preemptively striking here. Because it seems odd that you would come out and all of a sudden be like, "I think it's time. I think I've been single for a while."
Oh, you might be onto something. She continued saying that there is one rule, though. Dating in this new era, no Tinders and no Raya for Jen. That's a really sort of high-end dating site. Yep. She said she's an old-fashioned girl and she wants to feel the chemistry, which you only get to feel across a crowded room. You can't do it on dating apps. She said, "People don't come up to people anymore and I don't like that. It's weird." So she did also add, and I love this, that a good kiss, it's very important. She said, quote, "It's pretty important." She also thinks what's really important is the ease of conversation. It has to flow. Jen said it's a good indicator of what's going to happen. Confidence is something she likes, but not in a cocky way. And humor, you have to have a sense of humor. I think they're all your major dating groups there. Someone that's kind, someone that's generous, somebody that has a sense of humor. And yes, we have to say it, a good kisser, Donnie. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Because a kiss, nothing can ruin the moment worse than somebody who's terrible at kissing. It's so bad.
If all the others were in place, if they were kind and generous and funny, but not the best kisser, could you be okay with that?
No, because kissing is important, because I guess they're bad at kissing. You know what else they're bad at?
No. She added too that fitness is important. She was basically asked, do they have to be cute? So Jen didn't really want to answer that question. I love the way that Jen changes any question you ask her into a question she wants to answer. So she said fitness is important because she doesn't want to be in a wheelchair when she is 80. So fitness, she said, is important. But it brings us to our poll question of the day. Jen wants to start dating. She said, quote, "I think I'm ready to share myself with another." Do you think Jen will ever find true love? Oh, please, please, please be true. Will Jen ever find true love? You can go and vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Donnie, love, what are you working on?
This is a couple that didn't make it. Bachelor Nation's Claire Crawley and Dale Mouse. Mm-hmm. They broke up again. It's so sad because this couple, we obviously know they left The Bachelorette early because the second Claire saw Dale, she said she was in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew that was the moment. They went off on this whirlwind romance, quickly broke up, then quickly got back together. Oh. Well, now they have literally, they're done again. And I'm hearing that this time it's for good.
Yeah, I am too. My sources are telling me they really tried to make this work. Not only romantically, but as a business too. And I think that's where it got very complicated for them. I do believe they had real feelings, but they also believed that as a couple, they were more powerful, more strong, more financially successful together. They were trying to create almost a business around the pair of them. The problem is they left the show early. And when you leave a show early, the show cuts you off and moves on. So lots of opportunities that come for bachelors and bachelorettes didn't come to these two. For instance, I was told they wanted to be on Dancing with the Stars. You have to get permission from the bachelor or the bachelorette to do that show. They didn't get permission. And so a lot of opportunities that come to people in Bachelor, Bachelorette Nation didn't come to these two because they really, really angered producers by leaving so early. So they were sort of swimming upstream, so to speak, business-wise, which I think put a lot of pressure on them. Dale has been very, very honest about his ambitions to be a TV presenter, a TV host. I actually met him before he was on the show. He was friends with our pal Valerie, Valerie Greenberg, and I bumped into him at a party, also to Miss D. Adelena Dixon went on what she thought was a date with him. It turned out to be a business meeting. Miss D was on a morning show at the time, and he wanted to pick her brain about getting on TV. So he's had a long, long, long ambition to be a morning TV host, a TV presenter. He's going to pursue that now. The problem he has is if we get a bad taste in our mouth about him, if we don't think he was really there for love, if this is all about business and career, it's going to be very hard for him to move on. Although I guess we are wishing you both success. The royals can't trust Harry and Meghan anymore. There's a new book out. There seems to be a new royal book out every other week. This one is by Angela Levin, who wrote in Harry, a biography of a prince, that the royals still can't trust him. Quote, "The Queen would be delighted to see Harry at Christmas, only if just to see her granddaughter, who she's never, ever met. But I think it's going to be very, very difficult if they come over because the feelings have been hurt. They can't be trusted. Also, too, they might use the visit to England, to Great Britain, for their new documentary. If they rock up on Christmas Day at Granny's house with a camera crew, Donnie, it will not go over well. If they go to the Tower of London with a camera crew, if they turn up at Windsor Castle with a camera crew, I mean..."
Well, I know security, if Harry's wearing a little brooch, you better swipe that to make sure there's no camera in there. There is no recording device in there. You got to check Meghan's. She got something in her hair. You better swipe it just to make sure.
Can you imagine not trusting a family member
sad.
To that point? So they're currently filming this documentary while they were in New York a few days ago. We saw camera crews following them around, and there was a wire hanging out of Harry's bottom, out of his pants, and that was a wire to his microphone. So if they turn up, do you think the family are going to be like, "Are you recording me?" Because they can even just put their iPhone. It's so easy to record people these days. You just turn your iPhone on, pop it on the table, put it in your pocket, and you've got an audio of that conversation. There's no cameras allowed inside Buckingham Palace when the Queen's having her breakfast. You can't be following her around. Cameras now are so tiny, Donna, you can hide them literally in your lapel, in a button holder. I know. Oh, Harry and Meghan, do ask permission. No, it's always, always right. In fact, I think it's legal too. In certain yes. states, you can't record one another unless you ask permission. You need, at least one person needs to know. So check the laws. I'm not sure what they are in Britain. But if you rock up to the palace, followed by a camera crew like your Bethany Frankel, it will not go over well. It will not go over well. Do your research, you two. Donny, what else are you working on?
Well, two people who are not afraid of any type of camera, it's Khloe Kardashian and Kris Jenner. And Khloe actually gave an update on her mom's next door mega mansion.
Ooh.
So she started off talking to late night host James Corden, and she was talking about how they haven't filmed in 6 weeks. So that was once Keeping Up with the Kardashians ended versus the new Hulu show supposed to start. And what was funny is she was saying that her mom, Kris, was literally couldn't wait to get filming back on the Hulu show. She had missed it, which I found odd because like you've been filming for so many years. Don't you need a little bit of a break?
You do. But I think it became a way of life for them. They were so used to the cameras. I bet they do miss them.
And what she says, though, is Khloe's like, her and her mom will spend a lot of time together because they actually bought houses next to each other.
Literally next door.
Next door. And the crazy thing is they've been building these homes for about 2 years now. 2 years? What kind of house is
they're
that?
They're mega mansions. I saw some pictures of the construction, Donny. This isn't the sort of stuff you throw up in 24 hours. It's not just four walls and a roof. There's a lot going on there. It's a lot.
But it's just funny because she's basically, I didn't realize this, that Khloe and Kris, I guess, are super close. I would say they're more close than Courtney and Kris or Kim and Kris because she says we're obsessed with each other.
Oh, yes. So she said they're building homes next to each other. They're obsessed. Basically, they bought two properties and they didn't put up a property line. So it's really one open property. Now, we always think that Kim is Kris Jenner's favorite, which I actually think she is, but Kim doesn't want to live next to her, so she sort of got Khloe. I know, that would be my mom. My mom would want to live next to Douglas, but Douglas wouldn't want her, so she'd get stuck with me. I know, who's Robert? I'll take Robert. I was on the phone with her this weekend, and she called me Douglas by mistake. I know, it's so cheeky. So I hope you two do manage to get along. What happens when Khloe brings home a boy, and she's got her mother looking through her windows? Because you know they're going to have keys to each other's houses. If there's no property line, if there's not a fence down the middle of that garden, or if there's not a row of shrubs, how do you know? She'll be over. She'll be looking through the windows. My mother would be.
She'll grab the camera crew and she'll camera herself and she'll film it right there. Khloe, what are you doing, girl? What you got?
She'll have the camera crew quickly before we get a break. Sarah Jessica Parker has returned to the set of Sex and the City following the tragic passing of her friend Willie Garson. So Sarah has returned to the Sex and the City revival almost a week after the shocking death of her friend Willie. The actress looked quite somber in a muted colour when she spotted in Soho. She was with a camera crew. Her appearance on the New York set comes just 3 days after she spoke out on Instagram about the passing of her dear friend, which she called, quote, unbearable. Oh, Donny, this all makes me so sad to think that you have to go back to the project and finish it. What will they do with the scenes that Willie didn't finish? My insiders tell me they actually rearranged the shooting schedule because they knew he was not well to move up all the scenes he was shooting to get them out the way early in production. Not because they thought he was going to die, but because they wanted him to have time to rest. And so I think there might be a few changes in the script. I think Willie would want them to go ahead with this. I don't think they can call off the show. I don't think that would be right. And also, too, it would cost way, way, way too much money. But I'm sure on the first episode before it airs, there will be some sort of tribute to this terrible, terrible loss. Sarah is back at work. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear friend, Donny Meacham from OKMagazine.com. Hey, Donny, let's get to the polls.
Da, 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 da.
Thank you, darling. Oh, Kelly has been found guilty of all counts. Our question was, will he spend the rest of his life in jail, or do you think he'll get off early or a lighter sentence because he's so rich and famous? Let's have a look. Wow, 60% said he will spend the rest of his life in jail. I think, I hope you are right. What about you, Donny?
I'm just honestly shocked that 40% would say no, but it's also a sad reality of what celebrity does and how somebody's convicted of sex trafficking. And yet you think there's a way they could get off because they're rich?
We should be careful about that. Our noughties are not saying they want him to spend less time.
Yes.
They're saying because the system in the past. But Donny, we do have to remind ourselves that Bill Cosby is walking free. I mean, there has been lots and lots and lots of injustice in the legal system. So 60% said yes. We are with you. We're hoping you are right. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Awesome. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow, she's up to her antics again. She shared a bathtub nude for her birthday. I love it. She's not afraid to go nude. She celebrated 49th birthday. She took to Instagram and she was in her birthday suit, literally just completely naked laying there. She only had certain parts of her body covered, which is very, very smart. But this isn't the first time she's gone. Remember last year?
Yes.
She did
yes.
the same thing. And then I remember her little daughter, Apple, was like, sweetie,
yes.
Mama, what are you doing?
Put it away. Insiders tell me, friends of Gwyneth tell me, this is going to become a tradition with her.
I love it.
And every year now, she's going to jump into a tub or stand in a room naked. She's always going to cover her private bit. She's not that girl. But as she gets older, she wants to enjoy everything about herself. This made me so, so happy. Gwyneth, you're our nicest of the day, and now it's time for our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty,
shame.
Naughty. Britney Spears' dad is saying he should not be suspended from the conservatorship and slams any potential replacement conservator. So ahead of Britney's high-profile conservatorship hearing on Wednesday, we will cover it all on this show, don't worry. Her father is voicing his objections to being replaced. He's basically saying, we should wind it down, I should wind it down, and then she shouldn't have a conservatorship. He doesn't like the thought of somebody else stepping in and doing the role he's been doing for over 13 years. And so he thinks he should be able to slowly wind it down. Britney's new lawyer is snapping back, clapping back, saying, no, 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 no. Britney's dad is our naughtiest of the day. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Sponsored
you
by
get
my
a
new
Rob.
Book, The Four-Word Answer, which is out right now. Thank you again to everybody that purchased a copy. We're still in the top 20 after a week. So we had a great, great first week. We're on to our second week now, and we're still selling lots and lots of books. So thank you so much for that. The reason we hang out with people that don't like us and we don't like them is because we don't think we're important enough to stop. We are. You're important enough to have the best friends around you. Look around, and if your friends don't like you and you don't like them, stop hanging out with them. No excuses. Just stop, and once you get rid of them, you'll have more time to find people that love, adore you, and make you feel important. I promise you, they are out there. I had a really bad bunch of friends, Donny. I did for a while. You actually met some because you were part of the transition. People that just were not very nice to me. They always put me down. They always said snide remarks. When I went to the bathroom, I know they spoke about me. They just were not nice people. I decided one day I was going to have good friends, and that was the day I met Donny. Miss D came back into my life. Garrett, Corey, surround yourself with people that like you. You have good friends, Donna. You're quite fussy with your friends.
Yeah, I'm picky because I've known people who have only hung out with people because they thought it was going to make them part of the cool group, or they felt obligated because they've known them for a long time. But that's just not the case. It's so much easier to be surrounded by people that you love and respect, and who love and respect you in return.
Absolutely. And remember, the only reason you're not doing it is because you don't feel important enough to have good friends. Rob is telling you, Donnie is telling you, you are. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Nice.
Take care, everybody. Hip, hip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.